Hello, this is Ron.
Hi, Ron. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Good
How about
to
you?
Hear. I'm doing pretty good, too. Happy Tuesday, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I was just calling because I noticed that we're having trouble processing this month's payment, and I didn't know that if there's something going on with the card that we have on file.
No, actually, I had the guy, I don't know if they put the notes in the log or not, but, I was trying to buy my domain off you guys. Is that possible? I can do that today.
You can buy the domain, but there's still a past due balance on the account. In the terms and conditions that you acknowledged with your e-signature, you agreed to an automatic renewal of $249 each month on the 21st. And in order to prevent that charge, you have to cancel the account 3 business days prior to that date. So the good news is you're only past due for that $249 because come December 21st, it'll reoccur to $498, and that will continue to do so until this settles. But how come you're wanting to buy the domain? Are you going to just try to cancel Google programming and just have a website? Or?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm trying to go a different route, actually.
Okay. Yeah, I just want to give you a heads up, Ron, because I've been doing this for 12 years. There's a lot of companies that will promise you the moon and the stars, and they try to get you to bring their domain over to them. And then when it comes down to performance, you're actually throwing money down the toilet because that new company, should you buy your domain, they can't do anything with your Google listing if they don't have access to it, right? So you'll have the moldremoversllc.com, which will become a blank website. There'll be no content on it. They might build a beautiful website on it for you, but it becomes like a billboard out in the desert. Nobody can ever hire you from it unless they find it, right? And that's what we specialize in. So that's my only trepidation because, believe me, I've talked to people over the years that have purchased domains, spent thousands of dollars building the most beautiful websites that have all the bells and whistles on them, and then they complain to me that they never got one client. And that's because, you know, 87% of consumers will hire off of page one of Google, but yet less than 1% will click to page two. So just wanted to give you a heads up there because, you know, I don't know, you know, who you're planning on going with. But,
that's pretty much how it is right now. Like, I'm not getting any calls, no attraction whatsoever. The website's fine.
So,
it's just, like, I had to keep adding things, telling them to add things that should already be there. Like, you know, I'm not just trying to focus on one town. I'm trying to focus on counties. Like, I had to add all that. There's just multiple things that I had to. And the biggest problem is people try to Google me and they can't even find me.
So I want to just share something with you. I don't know if you've been on your dashboard or not, but in the time that you've been with us, your company has been found through Facebook ads 6,151 times, and you've had 137 clicks to your site through the Facebook. Now, the Google listing takes a little bit longer. With that, industry standard takes 90 days. So you're already ranking. You've already been found on the first page 51 times with 15 clicks to your site. But I always tell people, because it does take hundreds and hundreds of hours of programming, content creation, manual submissions, backlinks, trusted citations, you know, I always tell people that, of course, you'll see activity within your first and second months, but it is the third month that you really see the program pop. That's when it comes to full fruition. So you're right on the cusp of where this is going to explode and get your phone ringing and do some really good things for your business because you are going into that third month of service. So if you, you know, kind of went back and tried to go another direction, what would happen is everything that we did would completely unravel. That new company would have to start fresh, and now you're 90 days back from even starting to get results, where with this, like I said, it's ready to even pay off now. Now,
well, let me ask you this. Can I buy my domain and keep your service?
You can, absolutely. And then, you know, a lot of people don't spend the extra $99 for the domain while they're working with us, because while you're working with us, you always have that domain. It's not going anywhere, right? The only time we would potentially lose it is if you canceled the account and you didn't buy the domain. Then you might go to another company and they say, oh, well, we can't get, you know, that web address. We can just get moldremovalelizabethtown.com or something. And then you'll say, but I don't like that, you know. So the only time you're in jeopardy of losing it is, you know, if it cancels and you don't buy the domain. But as long as you're active with us, it stays with you. But if, you know, like I said, if you want to spend the extra $99, you can. I just don't think it's necessary right now until you try this third month, get your phone ringing, and then you can really see, you know, the impact that this will have to your business now that you are beginning to rank. One thing that will help you too, and I do see that you have 2 Google reviews already, which is excellent, but keep up that good work. Get a 5-star rating here and there, because that will help you get better results and be more relevant to Google. So I don't know if they sent you the review generator email in the past, but I'll send it to you just so that you have it and you can kind of forward it to some of your past and present clients. And like I said, it will help you get some more 5-star ratings here and there, okay?
Okay. So I guess the question I have is, stay with you guys, right? Buy the domain. Does that mean that I can have other people work on the website as well? If I have the domain?
You could, yeah, you could. The only thing that I would caution there is that we're Google compliant, we're certified by Google, we have a premier partnership with Google. There's only 7 companies in the nation that has earned that elite status. So what that means is that we have a support staff on site at Google, right? So if you hire some Mickey Mouse company that goes into the website and tinkers around with it and makes some changes that are outside of the Google compliance, that might hurt your rankings. So you could absolutely do that if you wanted to, but, you know, like I said, sometimes, you know, that's kind of like a gray area, because, you know, sometimes people come back to us and go, oh my gosh, I was starting to rank and all of a sudden, you know, I'm not getting the same results. Well, it's because, you know, XYZ revision was done on your end, and that's outside of the Google algorithms. So, you know, you just have to be very careful. One thing that you mentioned that you said that you had to update with, you know, for instance, service areas, you said, oh, I had to do that on my own. Sometimes even doing that will hurt your rankings, and here's why. Is 10 years ago, 15 years ago, when companies first started trying to get on the first page, how they would do it is by going onto a website, tinkering around with the words and the meta tags and hoping if I put more services in and more areas, then I'm going to be found, you know, more relevancy. But it's not a bad practice. It's just extremely outdated. That's how people would try to get ranked 10 to 15 years ago. So now in order to get on the first page, 2 things has to happen. Number one, there has to be availability, which we had when we brought you on board. But secondly, you have to have the off-site SEO done, which means we're optimizing the listings, not the website itself, right? But we do make sure that the website is in compliance. So are you thinking that you want to try it with, you know, buying the domain and having them try to do a couple of updates and, you know, see how it pans out? Or do you want to kind of keep it as it is right now and just kind of ride it out for another month? And, you know, based on results, I know that you're going to be happy with it this month because, like I said, now you're getting into that, you know, 90 days of service on your third month.
Yeah, so I guess you can't have multiple websites then.
It would hurt your ranking. So there's something that's one of the number one factors in ranking, which is called NAP, name, address, phone number, and everything has to be consistent. So if some company has, for instance, their business name and their address and their phone number, and they have a website they're promoting, and then they get a second and third site, but it's associated with the same phone number and the same address, all of a sudden what happens is when somebody types in mold removal into Google, Google sends out millions of web crawlers looking for the best match for what's being searched for. So if there's a company that has multiple websites, those websites, they get overlooked, and Google is looking for the one that's consistent. So, you know, and I talk to companies all the time. They think, oh, if I have three websites, I'm going to have triple the results as with just one. But that's not always the case. Like I say, oftentimes it'll end up hurting you.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Well, so I can buy a domain at any time.
Correct.
And you just need a credit card on file.
Exactly. Yep, we can update the payment, and then you can call us back anytime to do the domain if you want to.
Okay.
Okay.
All right, that's fine.
So for the new card, Ron, is it still the South Spruce Street for the billing address?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. And then I'm ready for the number whenever you are.
4638.
Okay.
2500.
Got it.
4050.
Okay.
1564.
Okay, expiration.
0927.
And the code?
195.
Okay, excellent. So I will get your authorization, and then you'll be good to go. And then I sent you the reviews email just as a recap so you can work on getting a couple of more reviews here and there. I really think that that will benefit you. And then in the meantime, I got the green light for the payment. So thank you so much for updating that, Ron, and have a really nice rest of your week and a happy holiday season, too. Merry Christmas.
I have one more question. How many times do they put a Facebook ad on? Or is that up to me to do?
No, we do it. It's based on the budget. So how the Facebook ads work is each month when you pay us, you get a fresh batch of $100 worth of Facebook ads. So we send that money directly to Facebook, and we start running the ads. They set a daily cap somewhere around $3 a day, and that's a good thing. That will make sure that you never get an unexpected $1,000 bill at the end of the month because there's a cap on it. So let's say that the pay-per-click rate through Facebook is 50 cents a click, and you have a $3 a day budget. After six people click through your ad, then those ads rotate off and someone else will rotate on. And again, that's a good thing to prevent you from getting, you know, a huge bill at the end of the month. So now that you paid, like I said, it's a good thing because you have another fresh batch of ads. Have you been on the dashboard to see the results that you're getting in real time by chance?
Mm-hmm.
You have. Yeah. Okay, good. I like that. I always
think a lot
tell
of that.
People. Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of that is me and my wife, though.
Oh, as far as the clicks and the impressions and all that? Okay.
Yeah.
So what I'm going to do is I will have the technicians do a complete performance check on your account, and if there's any updates that can help your placement, I'll have them perform those for you behind the scenes, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
So all right. Well, thank you.
Game plan. You're very welcome. I enjoyed talking to you, Ron, and have a really great rest of your week, too, okay?
Yep, thanks.
Thank you. Bye-bye.